And then the other was the issue of a taxing without the bevacizumab, and you brought up nab-paclitaxel. Can you explain what nab-paclitaxel is, how it's given, and how you decide between using it and paclitaxel?
Nab-paclitaxel is a new formulation of paclitaxel, which is water-soluble. And it's combined to serum albumin, which allows it to be given rapidly and actually allows you to give it on various schedules. The FDA-approved schedule is every 3 weeks at 260 per meter squared. It's been explored on alternate schedules as has paclitaxel and has particular activity, as does paclitaxel, on a weekly schedule. And at least in my own experience, I think it's better tolerated. It's active in the randomized trial of nab-paclitaxel versus paclitaxel. It was more active than traditional paclitaxel at 175 per meter squared every 3 weeks. In the more recent studies, which were presented at San Antonio, the weekly schedule was better than the every 3 week schedule of docetaxel at full dose.
So basically, there's data showing it may be more efficacious than both paclitaxel and docetaxel?
And probably a little less toxic.
So in a patient like this, for example, if you decided that you didn't really need to use the bevacizumab or for some reason weren't going to use it, and as you mentioned, you want to decide between these two agents, how would you make that decision? She doesn't have diabetes or any other problem. What would you likely do?
I think I would discuss both options with her.
I'm listening to this. It sounds like there'd be an advantage with NAB. Do you think that's likely what a patient like this would want?
Yes.
Are there economic or financial constraints on the situation? I know that NAB, the cost of it is higher. Has that become an issue in this decision?
It may become an issue with the copay. I've not dealt with that yet, but I would suspect at some point, this is a generic problem, as we all know in oncology, is that the drugs are horrendously expensive and that the copay is not insignificant. So that potentially could become an issue, but at least in my own patient population so far, I really have not had a problem with that.
Now, if you do use nab-paclitaxel, do you use steroids?
No.